it's early morning and the sun's breaking out from behind some clouds, and there's a nice little nippy breeze blowing in this early spring desert morning out here. And William, my friend, and I can't find the right word for how good it feels to be in contact with you and to feel your warmth and love. And what's going on here? My take is that it's a historical wave, you could call it. It's an evolutionary wave composed of human consciousness. And like all things in this universe, its purpose is to express love and harmony. But in this initial phase of the creation of a new dimension, reflective consciousness, what are we here for? What is this? What's my job here? And then the discrepancies, let's say, of a more primitive form of karmic existence are eliminated from the consciousness of mankind as it expresses its love for itself and its appreciation for the opportunity to be here and to serve in whatever humble capacity that may manifest in any particular life. And I don't pay much attention to it, because if I do, I get nauseous and feel like I'm going to get sick. So I let it go. Part of a wave of time of which I am a part, over which I have very little control. And within which I am of service as your friend. And the dreams are just dreams, you know, little things passing in the night. And sometimes provide material to reflect on during the day. And the dream that there's something wrong with this reality that needs fixing, and that I and the human mind can go about fixing it, is a mirage that leads to endless pain. We're primarily observers here, it seems to me, bearing witness, experiencing on a personal level, like all of them, all of us are, processing that experience into an understanding, a knowledge of what we are, and letting go of it. Not identifying with it, seeing it for what it is, an inevitability that we're part of, learning from. The most important thing is providing learning opportunities. This is not a zero-sum, I'm going to lose game. This is I'm learning and growing and becoming more available as a servant every day. And I see it in the form of more friends like you in my life, and I thank you, brother.